This is Dan Decker for Closer to Home Kentucky, this Monday, September 16th, 2019. My first story here comes from Louisville. WRDB, Jerry Lundgren and Dale Emmons are guilty on all counts in the campaign finance case. WDRB in Louisville is reporting that Jerry Lundgren has been found guilty of funneling more than $206,670 of illegal contribution to his daughter Allison Lundgren Grimes' failed 2014 campaign against Republican Senator Mitch McConnell. Convicted along with Lundgren was co-defendant Dale Emmons after about 2 hours of deliberation in U.S. District Court. The trial had been going on for a month. The jury's verdict reinforces the fundamental principle that rules apply to everyone. United States Attorney Robert M. Duncan Jr. said in a written statement, "The defendant's actions were deliberately designed to evade reporting requirements that serve to protect the integrity and transparency of federal elections. Stated simply, they knew they were doing wrong. The prosecution would not have been possible without the dedicated work of the trial team and our law enforcement partners." Lundgren was found guilty on one count of conspiracy, one count of making corporate campaign contributions, 4 counts of causing submission of false statements to the Federal Election Commission, and 4 counts of causing the falsification of documents with the intent to obstruct and impede a matter within the FEC's jurisdiction. Evans was convicted of 1 count of conspiracy, 1 count of making corporate campaign contributions, 2 counts of losing the submission of false statements, 2 counts of causing falsification of documents with the intent to obstruct and impede. Defense attorney Guthrie True told reporters after that Lundgren will appeal. Lundgren and Emmons will appear for sentencing on January 22, 2020. They face up to 5 years in prison for each conspiracy, campaign, and false statement conviction, and up to 20 years in prison for each conspiracy conviction, plus a maximum fine of $250,000 for each conviction. Next up here, there's a food warning. The FDA warns against eating yellowfin tuna steaks from Kroger. The sell dates are August 29th through September 14th. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is advising consumers not to eat yellowfin tuna steaks from the seafood counter or seasoned yellowfin tuna steaks in store-prepped styrofoam trays from Kroger retail stores in Kentucky and 15 other states. They may cause scomboid poisoning. The affected tuna steaks have sell dates from August 29th through September 14th and may be sold as raw yellowfin tuna steaks at the seafood counter or again as seasoned in store-prepped styrofoam trays. The agency said scomboid poisoning is caused by eating fish that has not been properly refrigerated or preserved and therefore contains high levels of histamine. Scomboid poisoning is mostly commonly caused by fish that have naturally high levels of the amino acid histidine, which bacteria converts to histamine when the fish is not correctly stored. Scomboid symptoms usually develop within a few minutes to an hour after eating contaminated fish. They usually resemble an allergic reaction such as a flushing face, headache, heart palpitation, itching, blurred vision, cramps, and diarrhea. Symptoms can be treated with antihistamines. Even without treatment, people usually get better within 12 hours. People who have symptoms of scomboid poisoning after eating tuna steaks are being urged by the FDA to contact their health care provider to report the symptoms and receive care. On September 4th, the FDA became aware of the multiple scomboid poisoning cases in individuals who consumed tuna steaks purchased from 3 separate Kroger retail locations in Ohio. The following day, Kroger agreed to remove all the yellowfin tuna steaks from their stores in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Illinois, Kentucky, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Nebraska, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. They also began notifying consumers who purchased this product to dispose of it or return it to the store. The FDA said they are working with distributors to remove any additional product from the market. Next up, in upcoming events for this week, the Country Pumpkins Fall Festival that will take place at 1835 Sherman Road and Mount Zion Road in Dry Ridge. The addition of a wide variety of pumpkins and gourds for sale, we have lots of fun activities for your family to enjoy. Our kitty corn maze, petting zoo, corn box, straw bale maze, play area, sand tunnels, hay pyramid, and picnic shelter are all free. And the You Pick a Pumpkin Patch, 4-acre corn maze, hay rides, barrel train rides, cotton wagon ride, turbo slide, extreme launcher, and food are available for purchase. The rates are $8, $15, and $19. It opens today, Monday, September 16th, through Thursday, September 19th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Friday, the 20th, from 2 to 7 p.m. Saturday, the 21st, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And Sunday, the 22nd, noon to 5 p.m. It continues to be open through October 31st. Also, on Friday, the 20th, there will be a free hay ride from 6 to 8 p.m. In addition, on the Saturday, the 21st, the first 100 attendees will receive free chocolate milk, and one of our farmers will be doing cow milking demonstrations and letting the guests bottle feed calves from 11 to 2 p.m. And that, again, that's Saturday, the 21st. For more information, call 859-905-9656. Again, that's 859-905-9656. Next, Photo Focus Update. This is at the Carnegie Arts Center, 1028 Scott Boulevard in Covington. Photo Focus is pleased to present the first juried exhibition, group exhibition that is, Auto Update, and accompanying an all-day-long seminar. Auto Update Photography in the Electronic Age in partnership with the Carnegie, Northern Kentucky's largest multiple disciplinary arts venue, The exhibition and symposium will address digital technology's impact on photography and video and its disruption of art, making the news cycle in the media-obsessed world. Auto Update will be on view until November 16, 2019, with a reception performance on October 4, 2019. The all-day symposium, Auto Update, Photography in the Electronic Age, will take place on Saturday, October 5, 2019. Both events will be held at the Carnegie and are free and open to the public. The exhibit will be open this coming Wednesday, September 18th, through Saturday the 21st from noon to 5 p.m. For more information, call 859-655-8110. Next, drag host trivia night at Lil's. Lil's Bagel, that's at 308 Greenup Street in Covington. Join Lil's for drag queen hosted trivia with Cincinnati premier queen Mary L. Jane Devine. Drag trivia is just like regular trivia, but better in every way. Bring your singles from Mary Bell's drag performance at the intermission and prepare for original trivia questions perfect for everyone. Categories this night include famous divas, sex scandals, great moments in cultural appropriation, and in the sports round, name that bootied. Drinks and food are start at 6 p.m. That's this Thursday, September 19th. Again, it starts at 6 p.m. Next, Stir and Shake Cocktail Class. That's at the New Rift Distillery at 24 Distillery Way in Newport, Kentucky. New Rift presents Shake and Stir, a spin on the traditional cocktail class. Join one of our ambassadors in a doubler room for a hands-on experience that promises to up your cocktail mastery and help you wow your friends. After a fun cocktail demo, you'll get a sip of the on three handmade Bayou cocktails and take away a sweet gift to continue the party at home. That's Thursday, September 19th at 6 p.m. The rate is $35. For more information, you can call 859-261-7433. Next, Drink at the View. That's at 10 Observatory Avenue in Bellevue, Kentucky. Tickets are now on sale for the 8th annual Drink in the View, the main fundraiser to keep Bellevue beautiful. That's View spelled V-U-E. There will be wine, craft beer tastings, hors d'oeuvres, a silent auction, and live music. That's Friday, September 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. The rate is $40. Tickets may be purchased online at Drink in the View. That's drinkintheview.brownpapertickets.com. For more information, call 859-394-3758. Next, outdoor movie, Ralph Breaks the Internet. That's at Bill Capel Sports Complex, 4305 DeCourcy Avenue in Covington. Grab your blankets, lawn chairs, and popcorn and join for the third and final outdoor movie. Admission is free and for all ages, and that's Friday, September 20th at 9 p.m. Next, the Kenton County Farm Tour. That's various farms in Kenton County and Morning View, Kentucky. The tour of multiple farms in Kenton County and see how these local farmers and families operate. See the website for a more detailed list and map of the farms to visit on the self-guided tour. The tour is free, and bring cash to purchase goods from each farm like bakery items, produce, and other items. Some of the participating farms are Atwood Hill Winery, the Free Radical Ranch, Kentucky Department of Agriculture, Sugar Ridge Farm, and many more. That's Saturday, September 21st, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, the 22nd, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, you can visit the website, KentonCountyFarmTour.com. Next, the Kinman Farms Fall Fest. That's at 4175 Burlington Pike in Burlington, Kentucky. Fall Fest Adventure Pack includes a hayride back to the back of our farm, picnics, shelters, bonfires, and games. The Great Pumpkin Express rides, 5-acre corn maze, Kinman's carnival tent, live bands, and a new game area. Also a tricycle ride for the little ones. In this area, you can also try laser tag and Kinman's grill. Spend as many hours as you would like. A hayride will return you to the front of the farm when you're ready. This also includes all the fun in front of the farm, the barn animals. That's this coming Saturday, the 21st, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Sunday, the 22nd, noon to 7 p.m., and it continues again through October 22nd. The rates are $3 to $10 per person. For more information, please call 859-689-2682. Again, that's 859-689-2682. Next, the 2019 Oktoberfest celebration. That's at the Hofbrauer House, 200 East 3rd Street in Newport. Enjoy live entertainment, great food and beer in celebration of Oktoberfest. There will be activities for the kids like face painting, balloon artist, stilt walker magician. That's Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd, beginning at 11 a.m. Next, Miranda Lambert will be appearing at the BB&T Arena. That's 500 Nunn Drive at Northern Kentucky University in Highland Heights. Country music star will take the stage at BB&T Arena with special guests Ellie King and the Pistol Annies. Come along with Callie Hammack. Hit songs include White Lair, Vice, Mama's Broken Heart. That's Saturday, September 21st at 7 p.m. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $89.75, $79.75, and $49.75 plus taxes. Tickets can be purchased at Ticketmaster.com. Next, Strike Out MS Gala. That's at the Turn Event, 828 Mama Street in Newport. Strike Out MS is a Cincinnati-based nonprofit charity committed to helping people in the area to beat multiple sclerosis. In 2018, Strike Out MS donated over $25,000 to the Waddell Center for MS at the University of Cincinnati. That's Saturday, September 21st, 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $50. Tickets may be purchased at strikeoutms.org. Just click on the tab for the 2019 gala. Next, Unknown Innocent Vincent Neil Emerson. That's at the Southgate House, 111 East 6th Street in Newport. While singing his own hilariously politically incorrect songs, Unknown Hinson plays the guitar in a style incendiary enough to have Satan himself reaching for antiperspirant. Don't miss him as a novelty act, and that's Saturday, September 21st at 9 p.m. Tickets are $15 and $18 a day of the show. To purchase tickets and view other concerts, you can go online at thesouthgatehouse.com. For more information, call 859-431-2201. Finally, B&B Riverboats. This week, B&B will feature the Admiral's Dinner Cruise, the Family Dinner Cruise. For more information about dates and times, call 859-261-8500. Also, there's a vision loss all-accessible night at the Newport Aquarium. That's Wednesday, October 2nd, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $19.99 plus tax for adults and $13.99 plus tax for children. That's ages 2 to 12. You can order online at newportaquarium.com/vision. Everyone should be able to enjoy a fun, inspiring trip to the Newport Aquarium. For this special event, lighting adjustments will be made throughout the aquarium. Our animal touch exhibits will be open to the guests to enjoy, plus animal encounters and artifact touch stations with exhibit interpreters will also be operating that evening. There's a bonus experience during this event. You'll also get to experience a special mermaid meet and greet until 8:30 p.m. Next up, also, Twilight of the Gardens returns to the Baker Hunt Art and Cultural Center on September 21st. The Baker Hunt Art and Cultural Center is inviting the community to celebrate 97 years of creating art and building community with the return of the Twilight Gardens from 7 to 10 p.m. on September 21st on the beautiful campus of Baker Hunt. Twilight in the Gardens will be a magical night with the beautiful campus at Baker Hunt. This is a special event where you're pulling out all the stops, more lights, music, food, and fun, said Paul Centauri, board president. We are inviting the whole community and don't miss this event. Tickets are $50. For tickets, log on to bakerhunt.org and type in Twilight in the search box. Next up, Kentucky's health. Kentucky's aging population is among the nation's least healthy, and here's what to do. Life expectancy for both men and women keeps rising. It's important to adopt a handful of healthy habits that include things like exercising and staying social to ensure that you will age optimally. That's the main message from Dr. Christian Furman, a geriatric physician from Louisville, on an episode of Kentucky Health with Dr. Wayne Tuckson of Kentucky Educational Television. Furman is the interim chief of internal medicine, palliative medicine, medical education at the University of Louisville. She was the medical director of U of L Institute for Sustainable Health and Optimal Aging. She told Tuckson that while geriatric applies officially to those ages 65 and older, the field of generics provides much more of an expertise around what she called older old, those over 80. She added that the most people stay with their primary care physician until they are 75, but should consider switching to a geriatric physician at that age. As for tips on living a long life, Perman said her advice is to adhere to habits that are responsible for good health in general. She also noted that those who follow a healthy lifestyle during their youth and middle age are more likely to have a high quality of life during their senior years. Here are her tips for optimal aging, as reported by Reed. Exercise. She said you don't have to do major exercise, just move, which she said could involve walking around the neighborhood. Next, follow a well-balanced diet. This means getting a diet that is low in red meat, avoiding foods that are high in cholesterol, and eating more fruits and vegetables. Next, eliminate tobacco use. Adhere only to moderate alcohol intake. Stay socially engaged. Furman says research shows that social isolation has negative health effects. It's like smoking 15 cigarettes a day, and that's a lot of cigarettes, she said. Yearly physicals and preventive screenings. Furman has encouraged seniors to take up with their yearly doctor's visits to preventive screenings, such as mammograms and colonoscopies. Regular revisit the need for each of your medications. This is research that shows more than medications that you take, the more problems you will have, she said. About 5 or 6 is the tipping point. Once you get to 6 medicines, you still have more side effects, adverse drug reactions, and problems. Overall, Furman encouraged older folk to continue doing everything that they have always done to bring them pleasure and fulfillment. If they are able to do so, including sexual relations, Reed writes. You want people to be sexually active, she said. Sometimes sexual activity is different for different people. Sometimes it's cuddling, being intimate through skin contact. Sometimes the actual intercourse is hard for older people, but it doesn't have to be. Herman said the goal is to keep older folks as functionally independent as they can for as long as they can. Recognize that they will be able to function at the same pace or intensity as they did when they were younger, Reed reports. They should still do things they love and take a rest, Furman said. Sit, recuperate, and get up and do it again. They can still cook dinner or decorate for the holidays, but for people who used to decorate three rooms, the Christmas trees, well, one room will do and one Christmas tree. Everything is in moderation. It's really very individualized, but it's totally not based on your age. All the advice is especially important for the Kentucky seniors who are among some of the most unhealthy seniors in the nation. According to the most recent America's Health Rankings report, Kentucky ranks 49th for seniors' health and has been in the bottom 10 states for this measure since 2013, the first year the AHR did the report. By 2030, the U.S. Census Bureau projects that 1 in 5 people in the United States will be 65 years or older. By 2035, older people are projected to outnumber children for the first time in U.S. history. Next up, Northern Kentucky woman accused of faking cancer to get donations is going to jail. Jessica Krexke was arrested on February 14, 2019 on theft charges in the Kenton County. And the 25-year-old told co-workers and friends she needed money to treat cancer that she didn't have, said Kenton County Commonwealth Attorney Rob Sanders. A Northern Kentucky woman is going to jail after she was accused of collecting thousands of dollars in donations while pretending to have cancer. A judge sentenced Jessica to Monday to 60 days in jail and 5 years probation. She must also repay the nearly $15,000 she took from her victims. Prosecutors believe that from 2013 to 2017, Krexke claimed she had cancer, which was not true. She's reported to jail last Friday. Next up, Frontier Airlines is offering 4 new nonstop routes from CVG this fall, seasonal flights to sunny spots. The low-fare carrier Frontier Airlines announced 4 new nonstop routes from Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, Miami International Airport, Louis Armstrong, New Orleans International Airport, and Sarasota Brayton International Airport. To celebrate the launch of this new low-cost service, Frontier is offering fares as low as $39, which are available now at flyfrontier.com. We are excited to continue our growth in Cincinnati with 4 new routes, said Josh Floor, Vice President of Network Revenue for Frontier Airlines. Frontier will now offer 23 new nonstop options for CVG travelers, the most of any of the ultra-low-cost carrier at the airport. It's the mission to provide low fares done right and make the unique offers like Flans Fly for Free and Kids Fly Free for our discount Den members. We're making it possible for more people to fly and fly more often. The new routes via Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport are, again, to Fort Lauderdale International Airport. The service starts October 11th, and frequency of the service is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. The intro fare of $39 will be on Wednesday and Saturdays. Miami International Airport, that begins October 10th. The service is on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday through November 13th, and Monday and Wednesday and Friday and Saturday and November 14th. The $39 intro fare was on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Next, Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The service begins November 15th on Monday and Friday. The $39 intro fare is on Monday from MSY and Friday from Louis Armstrong New Orleans Airport. Next is Sarasota Brayton International Airport. The service begins October the 10th. That's Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. The intro fare of $39 will be on Tuesday. Service is seasonal in frequency and times are subject to change, so please check flyfrontier.com for the most updated schedule and details of the special offers. It's exciting to see Frontier continue to take flight at CVG with these four new routes, bringing their total to 23 low-cost nonstop destinations, said Candace McGraw, Chief Executive Officer of CVG. Frontier service has been embraced by travelers throughout the region. These four warm, new, sunny destinations, as well as increased capacity and frequency in the winter months, are excellent addition. In addition to the new routes, Frontier has extended its scheduled to March 2020 and will offer additional flights from CVG to Fort Myers, Florida, and Orlando through the winter. This is a more than a 45% increase in service compared to Frontier's winter 2018 schedule at CVG. Frontier is focused on more than low fares. The carrier offers customers the ability to customize travel to their needs and budget. For example, customers can purchase options a la carte or in low price bundles called Works. The bundles include refundability, a carry-on bag, a checked bag, the best available seat, and waive changed fees and priority boarding. The airline's frequent flyer program, Frontier Miles, lets members enjoy many benefits as well as attain elite status. Like the airline, Frontier Miles is a family-friendly, and the program makes it easy for families to enjoy the rewards together, including pooling family miles. Frontier flies the youngest fleet in the industry, comprised of more than 85 Airbus A320 family aircraft, with nearly 200 new Airbus planes on order. Frontier will continue to grow to deliver on the mission of providing new affordable travel across America. Frontier's young fleet also ensures that the company keeps fares low and that the customers will enjoy a pleasant and reliable experience flying the airline. Previously purchased tickets may not be exchanged for special fare tickets. Flight savings may be canceled prior to the scheduled departure time, or the tickets and the monies will be forfeited. Next up, Beyond the Curb Urban Living Tour takes to historic Ludlow on September 22nd and visits 12 properties. Beyond the Curb Living Urban Tours is in Ludlow this year, brought to you by the Catalytic Fund on Sunday, September 22nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Participants get an exclusive peek into the homes and businesses at this historic river city with a growing art and music community. Beyond the Curb is a self-guided tour with a central registration at Burkus Brewing Company. Tour goers will check in there and receive their ticket, information packet, and other day of the information materials. Ludlow is a town of surprises, a peaceful community with easy access to the river and a 155-year history. But you will also find a distillery with a fortune-telling fish, a swami with a mustache so big you can actually ride on it, and the luckiest bar in the world. There are jugglers, unicyclists, clowns, all sharing a beer in an old theater. Down the street is the studio of the internationally famous watercolor artist. The Perk is a totally sick skateboarding area where you can get up close view of passing trains from the new train viewing platform. Beyond the Curb shows off urban living tours showcasing a mixture of properties and businesses in a variety of neighborhoods, from market-rate luxury apartments and condos to historic mixed-use buildings and single-family residences, and even some projects that are in progress, so you can see the before and come back another time to see the after. You will discover beautifully preserved historic buildings, skyline views, and the latest in modern interior design. Northern Kentucky's five river cities, Ludlow, Covington, Newport, Bellevue, and Dayton, make up one special urban area, each contributing its own character and style. Beyond the Curb is a series of one-day self-guided urban living experiences. They offer a rare opportunity to explore a variety of urban residential properties and experience the finest amenities in urban lifestyle. Go beyond the curb to discover urban living in a new context. With your ticket, you get admission to the exclusive behind-the-scenes tours of 12 high-profile properties in Ludlow. Guests under the age of 15 receive free admission, the opportunity to win special prizes, and there are free parking at nearby locations. The 12 properties on the tour, first is the registration at Burkus Brewing Company. That's 322 Elm, Also, 232 Elm, 236 Elm, 301 Elm, and that's the second site, Spirits, 311 Elm, 411 Elm, 413 Elm, 453 Elm, 214 Adela, 305 Highway, 324 Highway, and finally, 400 Pinnacle. There's a discount if ordered by September 21st. And it says here, Northern Kentucky Tribune readers get exclusive savings using the promotional code Tribune. So if you do buy the tickets, you can put in the word Tribune and get the discount. You can also purchase the tickets online at www.everbright.com and then type in the word Ludlow in the search box. Tickets are $15 if purchased by September 21st. After the 21st, the tickets are $20. And for more information, call Jill Morenz at JMorenz at thecatalyticfund.org or call 859-757-0519. That's all for today. This is Dan Decker again for Closer to Home Kentucky. Thank you for listening.